Okay, let's unpack this. You've given us a fascinating stack of sources, all about recent shifts in Canadian immigration. Our mission today really is to cut through the noise, highlight what's truly important for, understanding this dynamic landscape, sort of deciphering where Canada's immigration compass is pointing right now.
Yeah, exactly. And what's insightful here, I think, is how your sources don't just give us individual facts, but they really paint a picture. You see several interconnected components of Canada's immigration system. Everything from like the immediate tactical moves, specific invitation rounds to broader policy shifts, the ones aimed at attracting and also supporting newcomers. It's a snapshot of a, well, a highly adaptable system.
Right. And to really kick things off, let's dive into those immediate tactical moves, because that's often where we see Canada's current priorities playing out most clearly. Your sources highlight two very recent express entry draws. First, draw number 358, that was held on August 6th. It issued 225 invitations to apply, ITAs we call them, which are basically the green light to submit a full application for permanent residence. And these were specifically for Provincial MME Program or PNP candidates.
Right, the PMP string.
Exactly. These are individuals nominated by a Canadian province or territory, usually to fill specific labor or demographic needs. Their minimum comprehensive ranking system, the CRS score, that's Canada's points system for ranking express entry candidates, was 739, pretty high.
Very high.
Then, just one day later, August 7th, 2025, we saw draw number 359. This one invited 1,000 Canadian Experience Class CEC candidates. Now, CEC, that's a federal pathway. It's for skilled workers who already have Canadian work experience, and their CRS score was significantly lower, down at 534.
That is a fascinating contrast, isn't it? If we connect this to the bigger picture, that significant difference in those CRS scores, especially between PMP and CEC, it really prompts us to consider the strategic balance within express entry. A much higher CRS score for PMP candidates, like 739, almost always reflects the substantial extra points they get from that provincial nomination. It really underlines the urgent and specific labor needs those provinces have.
So the provinces are really pinpointing who they need.
Precisely. It tells us provinces are actively seeking out particular skill sets to address, immediate gaps. The comparatively lower score for CEC, on the other hand, that 534, well, it signals a deliberate federal strategy. There's a strong desire to retain individuals who've already established themselves here, gained valuable Canadian work experience, maybe integrated into society. It's like a long-term investment in people already contributing.
I see. So it's not just random numbers.
Not at all. This isn't just about different scores. It's a dynamic interplay. You've got urgent provincial demands meeting a long-term federal strategy to build on existing Canadian experience.
Yeah.
And the sheer volume of IPA is 225 for PMP versus 1,000 for CEC in these draws that also gives us insights into the current intake levels for these different categories, shows a pretty robust and targeted approach.
Okay, that makes sense. So while express entry tells us a lot about who Canada maybe wants to attract in the short term, your sources also reveal some broader, more strategic policy moves, things designed to make Canada more accessible, more supportive for newcomers after they arrive. Like, take the British Columbia Access Grant. It just marked its fifth anniversary, apparently. Its core purpose is making post-secondary education more affordable in BC.
Right, and this prompts an important question, I think. How did these access grants actually contribute, not just to individual success, getting a degree, but to the broader economic and social fabric of the province and the country? What's striking is that by significantly reducing those financial barriers to education, these grants aren't just about helping students pay tuition. They're really about equipping newcomers with essential skills, skills needed to integrate into the workforce, contribute to the economy, long term.
So it's an investment.
Exactly. It's a proactive step towards fostering stability and growth by, well, empowering new arrivals through education.
And it's not just education, right? Because your sources also highlight a very specific kind of targeted initiative in Quebec. Something about simplifying work permits for foreign physicians. That feels like a direct response to a very clear need.
Absolutely. And a key takeaway from that specific initiative is how a targeted approach, like streamlining work permits just for foreign physicians, directly addresses a critical sector need. Healthcare, obviously, that cuts through the complexity that can often, burden the immigration process, especially for highly skilled individuals, can be quite a maze sometimes.
Yeah.
This kind of initiative really highlights how provinces can tailor their immigration processes, make them more efficient to fill essential labor shortages, and ensure vital services like healthcare are maintained and improved for everyone. It's a really practical example of the system adapting to immediate pressures.
So putting this all together, what does this all mean for you, our listener? We've explored specific numbers from recent draws, looked at strategic pathways like PNP and CEC, and seen support systems like education grants and these simplified work permits all kind of working in tandem. These various pieces of news, the draws, the grants, the permits, they paint a very clear picture of a multifaceted and highly responsive immigration system.
Yeah, it's definitely not just a collection of isolated headlines. It's more like a dynamic window, a window into how Canadian immigration is constantly adjusting, offering various entry points, various support systems. Understanding these specific details allows you, the listener, to grasp the nuanced strategies Canada employs, how it manages immigration flows, how it attracts diverse talent.
Right. Different tools for different goals.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive, maybe consider how these targeted initiatives and the draw results, how they don't just shape who comes to Canada, but also how they reflect the evolving needs and priorities of its provinces and its workforce. Think about how these seemingly disparate pieces, a draw score here, a grant there, a permit process tweak, actually form a pretty cohesive strategy. One aimed at building a stronger, more integrated nation, constantly adapting to both immediate needs and those longer-term visions.